Good evening. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bastida. That suspect is hospitalized in critical condition tonight after officers shot him in Stockton. Here's a live look at the scene, and here's what we know about what happened. We are told the suspect was also a parolee at large. San Jose police had information that he was in Stockton and requested assistance from the Stockton police. That suspect was at a residence on Miss Trail Drive and approached the home. Suspect tried running out of the house away from officers, but saw police and then ran back inside. The suspect then came back out and allegedly confronted officers with a handgun.
As the suspect appeared, he was armed with a handgun and confronted officers with that handgun. So anytime officers are in that type of situation, they have to make a split-second decision.
Well, a Stockton police officer and a correctional officer both fired their weapons. So far, that suspect has not been identified.
The Bay Area reeling from the most powerful storm of the new year. Right now, residents dealing with down power lines, mudslides, and fallen trees. Some remain in the dark tonight. Chief Meteorologist Paul Diano joins us now. Paul, what's the latest?
Well, Veronica, a much-deserved break from both the wind and the rain. The North Bay had some showers this evening. They are winding down, and the radar for the first time in more than 2 days is almost 100% clear. We zoom out, though. I'm showing you snow continuing in the Sierra. That's where the activity will be for the next 24 hours. A winter storm warning lasts until mid-afternoon tomorrow. Heavy snow still happening. Snow level dropping behind the front down to 4,500 feet in elevation. Additional snowfall today and tomorrow, 12 to 20 inches. Some isolated places getting up to 2.5 feet of new snow. All of this on top of an already above average snowpack for the first time this winter. We're above normal. That's great news. Snowpack at 103% of average. The North Sierra, 107% of average. Let's walk you through the night. Showers on the decrease will keep the clouds around for the North Bay for your drive to work tomorrow. The South Bay may actually start your Friday off with some sunshine. Coming up, we'll talk about two additional chances of rain, but only one spot that will get both. That's coming up.
All right, Paul, thanks for that. The worst may be over, but warnings are still in effect for dangerous swells with waves reaching up to 35 feet. Night Beach Joe Vasquez is in Pacifica tonight with that story. Joe?
Ken, the storm has moved on, but tell that to the Pacific Ocean, which is pounding the Pacifica Pier right now. This pier is at least 30 feet high. You can see the waves have been breaching the underbelly there and crashing through as they have been doing all day.
The waves are huge. They're great to watch.
Sure, watch them, but officials say you just shouldn't get too close. 25 to 35 foot high waves are dangerous, but try telling the surfers to stay away.
Surfing in the storm's the best. Yeah, I love it.
The heightened surf is a strong but relatively peaceful remnant of yesterday's storm that killed 3 people across the Bay Area. There were a total of 6 fatalities across Northern California. Darren Malvin of Mill Valley was the CEO of his family business called American Solar. As a huge tree began to fall yesterday, Malvin scrambled to get out of the way. Police say a neighbor driving a van was also trying to avoid the tree when he punched the gas and accidentally ran his van over Malvin, killing him.
He was a very outgoing guy and a very helpful guy. That's probably why he was out in the middle of the night.
The storm also triggered mudslides. This one blocked the Highway 13 off-ramp near Park Boulevard in Oakland earlier today, causing traffic to back up. On Highway 35 in the Santa Cruz Mountains, look how this tree fell over but left just enough room for Joey Fortina to drive through.
It's the only way out.
It's either this or not get to work at all?
Yeah, exactly, and I'm already late.
But not everybody was so fortunate. This Maserati tried to make it through floodwaters on the Highway 17 off-ramp to Hamilton Road. The engine died and the driver got stuck. Whoa, all right. Well, we just got wet a little bit here. Yeah, the sign says, caution, waves may break over seawall, and we've been watching that happen here late this evening. More of the same tomorrow, but Paul tells me it will diminish as it will finally get the hint that the storm is over, Ken, and we hope it gets the hint before our 11 o'clock shot as well.
Always remember, never turn your back on the ocean, Joe. Never.
Yeah, right. Got one eye back there.
There you go. Joe Vasquez of Pacifica. Thanks, Joe. Flooding also a big issue along Bay Area roads and freeways today. Lanes were closed near Interstate 880 and 7th Street in Oakland. Big rigs were left using just that one lane to try to sneak by the flooded underpass. Meanwhile, Southern California, a 57-year-old woman is now in critical condition after being struck by a boulder. Officials say that she was hiking in Malibu this morning when this freak accident happened. The area is prone to flash flooding and rock slides. And a live look now at San Francisco. Over 7,000 people, believe it or not, throughout the Bay Area are still without power tonight. Their lights went out, didn't come back on. There's more than 3,000 outages in the South Bay. And in the North Bay, just over 3,000. San Francisco has the fewest with just 16 outages.
In the meantime, tonight, a federal judge is blaming PG&E equipment for the deadly California wildfires over the past 2 years. That includes the Wine Country wildfires. The judge points to PG&E's uninsulated power conductors. He says when the conductors are pushed together by falling trees or limbs, electrical sparks can drop into the vegetation below. The judge says the same equipment was at fault in the Camp Fire, which was the most destructive in state history. Tonight, PG&E issued this statement, quote, "We're committed to complying with all rules and regulations to develop comprehensive long-term safety solutions for the future." And tonight, 600 people who lost everything in the Camp Fire are running out of time to find permanent housing. They've been staying at the Butte County Fairgrounds, but the shelter is closing in 2 weeks. The Red Cross is trying to find them new homes.
A woman is recovering tonight after getting attacked while shopping at an East Bay mall. This happened Monday afternoon at the Fremont Hub. Police say a man in his 40s demanded a woman's purse in the parking lot, then beat her with what appeared to be a metal pipe when she refused, and the attacker got away. Now, there have been two other robberies at that mall since January 5th. Police do not believe that they are connected.
From a pipe to a hatchet attack tonight, one man is behind bars accused of going at his coworker. Police say 19-year-old Emmanuel Godino took his coworker's truck without permission. They say he and his coworker started arguing after Godino attempted to pay for gas with counterfeit money. They returned to a building off Dry Creek Road in Healdsburg, where police say Godino pulled a hatchet from the truck and cut the other man behind the ear. Godino was booked into the Sonoma County Jail.
Tensions flare on Washington with a battle reaching a boil, the president versus the Speaker of the House. President Trump called off Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Afghanistan today, just as she was about to leave. In a letter, President Trump told the Speaker her trip to Belgium and Afghanistan aboard a military jet was postponed because, quote, "It would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me to end the shutdown." President Trump even suggested Pelosi fly commercial. The Speaker's spokesman said that the trip was to thank men and women in uniform. Pelosi also intended to get intelligence briefings from the front lines. Today, a White House official denied that the postponement was retribution for the Speaker's request to delay the State of the Union address. Meantime, it's day 27 of this government shutdown, and there continues to be no end in sight for this historically long shutdown.
While many Democrats in the House and Senate would like to make a deal, Speaker Pelosi will not let them negotiate.
What negotiating table are we not at? I've never discouraged anybody from not accepting an invitation from the President of the United States.
Well, some good news from Governor Gavin Newsom. Furloughed federal workers here in California, including the TSA agents, will be paid unemployment benefits by the state. Newsom says that he and leaders in other states have been told by the Labor Department that paying benefits to furloughed workers is illegal. He says the state, California, will do it anyway. The numbers are out, and tonight San Francisco police are reporting that both violent crimes and property crimes dropped significantly last year. Homicides were down 18%, while non-fatal shootings were down 30% compared to the previous year. At the same time, vehicle burglaries decreased by 17%. That's good news. While auto thefts decreased by 13%. This comes after the department doubled its citywide foot patrols in 2017.
Fights, public intoxication, underage drinking. A Livermore bar owner didn't take these warnings seriously, so the state took away his bar's biggest moneymaker, his liquor license. Nightbeat's Marie Medina is in Livermore with more on this business behaving badly.
The Venue Bar and Lounge here in the heart of Livermore is normally open, but tonight the lights are off after the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control suspended its liquor license for 45 days, starting today. The Venue Bar and Lounge is known for its DJ's drinks.
I kind of avoid it.
And its troubled reputation.
The crowds that are really there to party, maybe not to socialize and enjoy themselves as much, is just really, you know, tie one on and look for trouble.
But now the bad behavior has caught up with the business.
Public safety was compromised. ABC needed to step in.
ABC says from April 2017 to last June, police were called to the bar 76 times, draining police services.
76 that were documented, Maria. There may have been more for things like public drunkenness, fights, assaults where people were hurt.
Despite several warnings, according to ABC spokesperson John Carr, the misconduct continued. On Yelp, one patron wrote, "It's not a safe place. Please be careful." Another wrote, "Do not spend your money here. You are not safe." Today, ABC suspended the venue's liquor license for 45 days, causing the private Facebook page for Livermore residents to blow up with posts like, "Not surprised. Last time I was there, there was a fight." And not to mention all the underage females they let in.
Hopefully things will be, you know, calm and the location will operate in the best interest of the community.
Carr says it's rare for business owners to get their license suspended. He hopes this sends a clear message to the venue to shape up. Many locals hope so, too.
It's sort of a little rowdy, I guess. A place I would think most locals try to avoid.
After 45 days, the owner will be on probation for 3 years. He'll be required to have a state-licensed security guard and can't sell alcohol past 12:30 a.m. We tried to call the owner but did not hear back. On the Night Beat, I'm Marie Medina.
Emergency responders couldn't save a man who they rescued from San Francisco Bay this afternoon. He was found in the water off Pier 3. Crews rushed him to a hospital, but it was too late. Unclear how the man ended up in the water.
A daring rescue in Yosemite. Two hikers got stranded on the North Dome overnight in the middle of a snowstorm. They were hiking Tuesday and called 911 when they couldn't get back. First responders had to wait to get them until the next morning due to the extreme weather conditions. Both were rescued by a helicopter and will be okay. And in the Sierra tonight, they are digging out. They received more than 4 feet of snow this week. Wow, look at that. It is still coming down. Some places could get up to 2 more feet of snow, which is great news for ski resorts just ahead of the long holiday weekend. And even better news tonight, the huge storm has helped push the state's snowpack to 103% of normal. Southern California also getting hammered by stormy weather. Mud and debris are flowing in Riverside County, forcing evacuations. Reporter Nicole Comstock has that story.
Going to work with shovels and sandbags. Homeowners in Lake Elsinore stayed put amid mandatory evacuations to clear a path for this mud and rock to run down the hillsides burned by the Holy Fire and hoping it will go around their homes on Nottingham Way. Mud flow also roaring through this canal in the Glen Eden neighborhood. Cal Fire tells us the heavy rainfall is causing the banks here to erode. And the steady band of rain washing out Bosley Lane in Corona's Horse Thief Canyon neighborhood, where crews used heavy equipment to clear rock and mud from the roadways. Homeowners are keeping a close eye on the massive amount of water raging down their streets.
Well, hopefully it'll get resolved and maybe the county will step in and do some work, you know, because they have areas like that where the water comes around by the fire hydrant when it really starts flowing. And that can undermine that hydrant, and then that can blow off.
It's the heaviest part of it right now, so we're hoping it tapers off here.
And that was Nicole Comstock reporting there. Areas affected by the Thomas and Woolsey fires are also facing evacuation orders.